USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau is saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
The judge argues that in a time of high gas and oil prices, it is in the public's interest for a permanent injunction. The Biden administration says the pause was necessary to examine Interior Department policies. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has issued a state of emergency in Chattanooga and Floyd counties after heavy flooding. Somerville area business owner Nicholas Casey says flooding has been a reoccurring problem.
We finally made it downtown and every road was blocked.
We couldn't get to our store.
The front door of our store opened up and our merchandise floated down the street. We just, as helpless, we just stood there and watched.
Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The CHIPS and Science Act of 2022 invests in research and production of semiconductor chips in the United States. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor describes the success of the act.
Just recently, the CEO of Micron announced a $15 billion investment in manufacturing last week, saying the CHIPS and Science Act, quote, made this investment decision possible. And Micron has committed to significantly more and even larger investments to come, I'm happy to say.
Micron is a semiconductor manufacturing company that received a $40 billion investment in hopes of bringing the U.S. market share of memory chip production from under 2% to 10%. A summer blockbuster continues to move up the charts.
Top Gun Maverick is passing Black Panther as the fifth highest grossing movie ever in North America. The Tom Cruise-led sequel also passed the $700 million mark, which is now the sixth film to ever do so domestically. The next highest grossing movie is Avatar, which is getting a re-release in theaters this month. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
UPS is set to hire over 100,000 seasonal workers to help deal with the holiday rush. The company says most of the job openings are for full-time and part-time drivers and package handlers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not allowed to... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.